Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me over, if you would, to John. Let's see. No, I'm moving too fast here. Matthew 15. My, how the time does go. Let's look at John 8 first. What did I say? Yeah, I know. Look at John 8. You try to figure out how you're going to do all this in 5 minutes. Can y'all come back next week?
Yes.
The Lord tarries, okay. John 8 and verse 48. John 8, 48. Then answered the Jews and said to him, say we not well that you are a Samaritan and have a devil? Verse 49. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. This was such dishonor that Jesus stated it. He said, you are dishonoring me. Why? What were they doing? Name calling. Now, to them, they felt superior to Samaritans. So this is racial and national. And to them, this is really cussing him to call him a Samaritan. And then they said he's got a devil on top of that. Are they trying to insult him?
Yes.
By calling him names and slandering him. Why would you do that? Why? What are they putting into these words? There's a tone that went with this, wasn't there? It wasn't friendly. It wasn't nice. How did they say Samaritan? Like you say, a cuss word. You're a Samaritan. Got a devil. Why? Trying to express in the strongest way how little they think of him. Can you see this? How much they despise him. How repulsive he is in their eyes. Can you see this is absolutely satanic? This is devilish. And so when people go into these rants of you blankety blank and you're the blankety blankest blankety blank and you sorry and you this. Well, it's not just about words. It's not just that cussing is bad. There's a spirit behind this. And what are people trying to put into these words? They're doing their best to despise and disrespect and dishonor and demean and reproach and belittle. That is as far from God as you can get. Because God holds human beings to be the most valuable thing in all the universe, doesn't He? He talks about in Psalms that the price of a soul is precious. It endures forever. There's no amount of gold, there's no amount of money can purchase and equal the value of one human being. I know that people have become so deceived on the planet that they'll pull out their pistol and shoot people over $20, but how totally in the dark can you be? There was only one thing in all time and eternity that was worth enough to purchase human beings. It was and is the spotless blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And He paid it for you and He paid it for me. And how dare we try to demean and treat as totally useless and valueless the human beings that He paid such a price for. Let it never come out of our mouths. This cursing, this insulting, this demeaning. No, the Bible said, let all corrupt communication, don't let any of it come out of your mouth, but only that which is good to the use of edifying, building up that it may minister grace to the hearers. We don't want people We don't want to convince them that they're worth less than what they are. We want them to realize how much they're worth in the eyes of God. So why would you ever use some kind of a gender slur or racial slur or any other thing to age slur, whatever, to make people feel bad or less or little? Slander and cussing is the language of fools and devils, and it has no place in our mouth. Said out loud, I'm not a curser. I'm not a demeanor. I'm not a despiser. I'm a blesser. I'm an edifier. I'm an encourager in Jesus' name. See to it that your cussing days are over. You don't cuss anything. You either bless it or you keep your mouth shut. How about that? Huh? You don't cuss anything. Or anybody. He said, I honor my father, but you do dishonor me. And one of the things that they were dishonoring him about was in saying that he had a devil. Can you see that? That's one of the biggest things in Mark 3:28. He said, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies, wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. Now, blaspheming is a much misunderstood concept with church folk everywhere. It's just a word that we don't use a lot, and people, they know it has a spiritual, serious connotation, but they don't really know. It simply means to speak evil of, to speak ill of, to speak evil of. One precise definition is to vilify, to speak evil of. And again, this has to do with this insulting, this reviling, this reproaching. He said, all sins shall be forgiven to the sons of men, and blasphemies, whithersoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Didn't say he was eternally damned, said he was in danger. Because if you're yielding to stuff to this degree, you're headed down the wrong path, brother. This is serious stuff. And notice verse 30, why? Why did he say this? Because they had said he has an unclean spirit. Who are they calling an unclean spirit? The Holy Spirit. Now we're going to get into this some more as the Lord would help us, but this is so serious that sometimes God has personally answered this kind of thing. In the Scripture, we're going to look at it more than once. Blasphemy can provoke God to immediate action. And it's not good. I'm talking about judgment coming swift and strong. And did you know that there's blasphemy everywhere in the world today? People say all kinds of things about God. It's gotten worse in the last few years. You used to not hear people say such things about Jesus as they say. And such things about God. But they have no fear of God. No respect for God. They don't believe he even exists. So they make fun. I mean, some popular shows and articles. I mean, some of their main things, making fun of God. Making fun of Christians. Making fun of the church. But friend, can you see how serious this is? When people start calling what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing the work of the devil. And they told Jesus, you're a Samaritan. You've got a devil. And oh man, it was so serious. He responded and he said, I want you to know something. All kind of sins will be forgiven. Things that you say against each other and things you say against me. But blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, you talking about him like this, will not be forgiven. And people that talk like this and act like this are in danger of eternal judgment. That's sobering to me, is it to you? I don't want any kind of thing remotely coming out of my mouth. You know, if you're not sure whether this is God or whether it's not, whether it's the Holy Spirit, then just keep your mouth shut. Don't be, I know people bless their hearts. Sometimes it's just out of ignorance, but they're, you know, people that say like folks, me and you, that talk in tongues, oh, that's of the devil. Oh, man. If they weren't so ignorant, they'd be in trouble. Do you know what I'm talking about? And when God does something in a church or He does something through a people and their heart is right and He came and moved and something good came out of it and others are envious and they want to say negative things and all that preacher, that's by the devil and that's a devil doctrine and that's a demonic this and that. Watch it, watch it. Watch what you're saying. If that's the Holy Ghost, you're speaking directly against Him. Amen. Isn't it?
Yes.
Which is better to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to get all worked up, mad, upset. Be respectful. Do a lot of watching, a lot of listening, a lot of praying, a lot of thinking, a lot of being quiet, a lot of respectful. You'll be spared. You'll be kept. You won't make these kind of grievous mistakes. Many have cursed Him. Many blaspheme. We're on the other end of the spectrum. Am I saying it right, friends? You and I, we don't blaspheme. We have the utmost respect for our Jesus and for the great Holy Spirit that was on Him and spoke through Him and healed through Him and worked miracles through Him. And that same Holy Spirit is in us and on us in this room today, moving among us, speaking to us, ministering to us. Say it out, close your eyes and say it out loud, pray it out loud. Father God,
I love you
with all my heart.
Your things,
your words,
your people
are precious to me.
Nothing more valuable,
nothing more important.
Anything
and everything
I've said
and done
that was foolish,
ignorant,
disrespectful,
dishonoring,
ask you to forgive
me.
Help me to see
it.
Help me to realize
it.
I'll change
by your grace
in days to come.
Set a watch
at the door of my
mouth.
If I begin to say something
and
do something
that's dishonoring,
I ask you,
check me,
alert
me
ever so strongly.
Help me to realize
it.
By your grace,
I'll stop.
I'll repent.
Thank you for helping
me
to honor you.
And
I thank you in advance
for honoring
me
as I do.
Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me